The slaying of a U.S. missionary combined with violence in Mexico is having an impact on short-term missions. Yellow fever's on the rise again in Uganda. And for some college students, the gospel goes Greek. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A long-term American missionary was shot in Mexico on Wednesday and died in a Texas hospital. The victim and her husband ran afoul of a drug cartel checkpoint and were chased 70 miles back to the border in a hail of bullets. That scenario has caused many mission teams to reconsider outreach in Mexico, even though the needs don't stop. Buckner International's George Zapata is the director of Border Ministries.
We are having more mission groups come into our ministry because of the violence there's occurring in Mexico. More mission groups are finding out that Buckner is doing ministry on the Texas side with families living in poverty and doing ministry with local communities.
Working from the U.S. side, Zapata says they can focus on what really needs to be addressed in the colonias without distractions. Pray safety for their team. Pray wisdom, too, because
the spiritual side is revival is occurring. We have churches that are growing because people are coming to Christ because of the need they're going through.
There's more detail and ways you can help online. Elsewhere, an Uzbek pastor was released last week after 4 years in a work camp. Voice of the Martyrs Canada confirms that report. In January of 2007, the secret police asked the man to talk for 5 minutes, but instead took him into custody for incitement of national, racial, and religious enmity, claiming he was an underground Pentecostal and charismatic. Pray that the pastor can continue his ministry now. Uzbekistan remains ninth on Open Doors' World Watch list. You're listening to Mission Network News. After 40 years without an outbreak, yellow fever has returned to Uganda. When the illness began coming back, it did so stealthily last October. Not much was documented when the first cases started showing up. Ugandan Ministry of Health is conducting mass vaccinations now in 5 of the worst-hit districts. Food for the Hungry is vaccinating their team of 70. Keep praying that they would remain healthy so they can continue to meet needs in the name of Christ. Next, AMG International sponsors over 1,300 kids in Uganda. But what happens to those kids once they graduate? Roger Thomas and Pete Lefakis and 8 others just returned from a mission adventure trip to Uganda to help with a youth camp. While there, they met Fred, a graduate of AMG's child sponsorship program.
A lot of his friends had gone on to school, and he has this tremendous desire to go on and to make a difference, not only for his family, but also to make an impact for Christ and his country. And so we're trying to raise money for a scholarship for him to go.
Actually, AMG has created an entire scholarship program to help graduates get into college where they'll be influencers for Christ.
Some of the kids there were very apprehensive about what happens when I graduate from high school. Will someone help me go down to university? This was big in the minds of some of them. And some of them will make it and some of them won't.
You can alleviate these frustrations and help change their lives with a college education. Our website has the details. And Greek Conference is coming up in February for sorority and fraternity members. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Eric Holmer says the Indianapolis and Charlotte conferences are great for outreach.
A lot of them are not even Christians coming to these conferences, but they take a chance because they trust their brother, they trust their sister, they know that it's something worthwhile at least to investigate because they've already got an existing relationship that's a deep one and a good one. And this conference only takes it deeper.
Pray for the unbelievers going and especially for the inviters.
Often they don't even think to ask because they assume the answer is already no. And we found that sometimes the last minute invitation can go a long way and people who come on a whim end up having their lives changed.
Encourage students you know to go.
It can start with just one person in a house that can change a whole Greek system. We've had a lot of stories of students coming to Greek conference with the same experience and bringing it back to their house. And then from their house, it goes to another house. And all of a sudden, there's an all-Greek Bible study going.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and scriptures, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You can get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.